the president's phone call congratulating former President Truman on his 81st birthday. From the cabinet room of the White House, May 8th, 1965.
Mr. President?
How are you, Mr. President?
Oh, I'm just feeling fine, and we're so happy for you, and I'm here with one of your best friends and one of mine, Averell Harriman.
You couldn't be with a better man.
I know that. He's just come back from a wonderful trip that he's made for us, and he's doing an excellent job. I want you to know, Mr. President, that I think all Americans feel as I do that you've succeeded over recent years in vetoing birthdays because your enthusiasm and your vigor constitute both a delight and an inspiration to all of us old folks.
I hope you're right on that. I'd like to veto them. I'd like to not count anymore until I'm 100, and then I'd like to come in counting again.
Well, all your countrymen wish for you a happy birthday and many more of them to come, and it isn't enough for any of us merely to just wish you a happy anniversary. I think that the free men everywhere would, if they could, be right where I am at the phone telling you what we think of you.
Well, I appreciate that more than I tell you, and I hope I can deserve it. That's the main trouble, you know.
Mr. President, every day that I sit at this desk, I have it brought home to me how much this country owes you and the kind of courage you displayed at this desk and the forthright way that you faced up to these problems and the firm, courageous attitude that you alerted the world to danger, and all these qualities of leadership are the legacy that you left the nation, and I might add, to the presidents that have followed you. And you not only told your countrymen, but you told the rest of the lands around the world what freedom means, and you didn't lose an acre of it while you were here, and you protected it, and we're trying to follow in your footsteps.
Mr. President, that's authority speaking. I hope you put it in writing.
I'd be delighted to do that, because every man, woman in this land is proud and grateful to God that in his wise way he's given you the opportunity to see fulfill the wisdom of your own vision.
Well,
and I think you,
You're very kind of me, and I highly appreciate it, I want to tell you.
Well, Ms. Johnson, I want to speak for all Americans and tell you that we wish you the best of birthdays, long years of happiness, and we send our love to Ms. Truman. And I want Averell to say a word to you, because you don't have a better friend in the world than he is.
You give my best to Mrs. Johnson, will you?
Sure will. I wish I could be there with you, and you come to see us anytime you can. I'll send a plane for you.
All right, I'll let you know.
Well, you just tell me when you feel up to it, and we'll put on a party here.
All right.
Here's Ambassador. He won't say a word.